It is me. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Oh, fabulous. Fabulous. How's it going, buddy?
It's going well. It's going well. It's been a crazy afternoon trying to get into the city so I can make this call.
It's a difficulty. Now, would you please preface for myself as well as the listeners who you are and what you're all about, buddy?
Absolutely. I'm Lauren Lockman. I run the Tanglewood Wellness Center, just about 75 miles outside of Panama City, Panama. And what we do is we help people create incredibly high levels of health. Basically, what we're all about is teaching people how to function at the highest level possible, as well as how to live on the earth as gently as possible.
Sounds about right. Now, I believe you have courses available where you actually teach people to do all these kinds of things. And one of these courses, which I have a particular interest in, is permaculture. What is permaculture?
Sure. Permaculture is basically about taking our way of growing food, agriculture, and in fact, more than that, it's about the way of organizing everything in ways that imitate what happens in nature. You know, in nature there are patterns and there are way things happen and there are natural systems. And when we go into nature and create, for instance, if we look at it, the agricultural model, which is typically acres and acres or hectares and hectares, if that's your language, of monocrops. We're creating something that never happens in nature, and it's really dysfunctional. It just doesn't work. It winds up depleting the soil until you've got something that's you can't even grow food on it. And that's the reason why conventional farmers have to use tons per acre of fertilizers and pesticides, because the nutrients aren't in the soil, hence the fertilizers. And because the nutrients aren't in the soil, they wind up with plants that are so weak that they're destroyed by pests, and so they need the pesticides. When you're using permaculture, you're doing things in a very different way that imitate what happens in nature. And so you're planting – it's companion planting. It's using various species that work well together and planting food forests that imitate natural forests, where instead of a whole bunch of one thing, you might have 20 or 30 or 50 or 100 different species of plants, all of which you've put in to benefit from, but they're all working in unison and creating a healthy ecosystem.
And how can people do this kind of thing in their backyards?
They can, absolutely. Permaculture is basically a philosophy that works in virtually any environment, any climate at all. You know, there are places where you would think, well, you can't really do much there. And I'll give you an example. In Jordan, in the Middle East, just a few miles east of the Dead Sea, you're looking at the lowest place on Earth. You're looking at soil that is totally arid and totally salty. And salty soil won't grow food, or at least that's the belief. Well, about 5 or 6 years ago, a permaculture team went in there, and they had to irrigate at first. They had to irrigate to get the whole thing started. But now it's 5 or 6 years old, and they've created a completely self-sustaining ecosystem that literally grows tons of food. And this is in a place that nobody thought you could grow anything.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
I find what's happening with our current farming practices is they're kind of leaching nutrients out of the soil, and in so
yes.
doing, none of the nutrients really make its way into the fruit and the vegetables. In New Zealand, one of our most famous orange growing, you know, it's like the California of New Zealand, is called Kerikeri, who's famous uh-huh. for Kerikeri oranges. A friend of mine, who I was looking after her autistic child for a while, and she told me that all the oranges that come out of Kerikeri no longer have vitamin C. You're listening
yeah.
to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is from Tanglewood Wellness Center in Panama, and we'll be right back. We're back. Coming at you live from the dark side of the globe, from the fabulous fortress fluoride head paradise of New Zealand. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show without Will on American Freedom Radio. My very special guest, Lauren Locke, is coming at us live from Tanglewood Wellness Centre. Welcome back, mate.
Thank you.
Now, of recent times, we've had some somewhat draconian legislation being passed, like SR51. Have you heard of this one?
Yes, absolutely.
What's your understanding of this bill?
Well, my understanding is that like many of the bills that come through the U.S. Congress, there's lots of vague language, which means potentially years or decades of arguing about what things actually mean, but that potentially the language could be interpreted to mean that the growing of all food could be legislated by the U.S. government, which means it could be made illegal for you or I to grow a tomato in our backyard.
Oh, mate. Well, it's I totally agree with that, because hell, you can't allow people to grow their own food. After all, they develop some description of independence. And you need them to be social, and you need them to be socialized into government control if you want to enslave them. I mean, jeepers,
yes,
it's elementary.
Yes, exactly. It is elementary, and I think you probably would agree that's probably why chemtrails exist, and that's probably why fluoridation of water exists, and that's probably why this legislation has been pushed through. And I think, unfortunately, many people, probably not your listeners, but many people out there really have no clue to just how precarious their situation is.
Yeah, totally. I remember I was speaking to a Texan the other night who's visiting here in New Zealand as a traveling photographer, who just loves George Bush, loves naked body scanners, loves the Patriot Act, loves all this. They're just keeping us safe, man. You know, once you got against freedom.
Well.
You know. Brainwashing. It's so frustrating, isn't it? Because if you know the truth and somebody starts spouting out all these lies that they're repeating, and they don't understand the lies that they're being given, obviously. No. They don't even have more than 2 degrees of information to back up the lie, like the main lies.
That's right. I think unfortunately, Vinny, lots of people are actually going through life basically asleep.
Really
not even conscious of what's happening at all. Just, as you say, just parroting the lies they're being told and believing everything they hear from the government.
And they don't research into the lies at all, you know. It's just like, no, but this lie says this and this, you know.
Right, that's right. Yep.
You know, there's, I think there's a general lack of understanding, and I can attribute a lot of this to our diets.
Yes, no doubt about it. When the body is toxic, we cease to think very clearly. You know, not only do we cease to function very well, and not only do we wind up virtually ensuring our future incidence of cancer, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, arthritis, you know, what have you. And the list goes on and on. Those things are virtually guaranteed for anybody who's still following a conventional diet. But way beyond that, you lose the ability to think very clearly. And of course, you know, people who are listening and eating a conventional diet may argue at this point, because unfortunately they can't really know. But we've been, for a long time now, we've been offering people a virtual guarantee. And I say virtual because I can't, unless I go home with each client and see what they're actually doing, you know, there's no way to know what's happening from that end. But when people, and let me interrupt myself. We had a 4-month internship program for a long time and took 117 people through it, I think, over a course of about 10 years. It's now a 9-week program, and so it's very different what we're able to see, because over 17 weeks, when people started out fasting with us for 21 days, and that is going to shock a lot of people. I can come back to that. 21 days drinking only water. What happens is your body cleanses itself and heals itself to an extent that most people really can't understand is even possible. We see literal miracles all the time, things that just aren't supposed to happen. When they do that, when they get their body functioning as efficiently as is possible, and then follow it up by making the optimal lifestyle choices, putting only the foods in their bodies that belong in their body, getting enough sunlight, getting only, you know, pure air as much as they can manage, getting exercise every day, what happens is they begin to function at a level that you know, again, if they've ever functioned at that level, it's been a long time, and most people never imagined they can get back to it. And unfortunately, because we lose these facilities little by little, you know, I hear this all the time. People will talk to me and say, yeah, in fact, this just happened the other night. Someone said to me, my brother died. I said, oh, I'm so sorry. What happened? Well, he had colon cancer. And the thing was, he was as healthy as possible, right? And I mean, people say this all the time, not understanding that you don't go to bed healthy and wake up dead with colon cancer. It takes 20 or 30 years to develop most of these chronic diseases that are killing most of our people now. And so, you know, people are not healthy. They're actually walking disease factories. They just don't know it. They haven't been diagnosed yet, and so they imagine that they're okay. And because these things sneak up on you little by little, most people have no way of knowing how well they could function. But I've seen it over and over again because we've taken so many people. We've actually taken thousands of people through the fasting process. But, you know, again, 117 of them actually spent 4 months with me or more, because some of them actually did two internships back to back, or some of them stayed on to work, or some of them stayed on to volunteer. So we have a chance to see what happens for people. And without exception, every single person experiences miraculous results, and it winds up creating this level of health that they never thought they could enjoy.
And on the subject of cancer, an article just came out yesterday, I believe. Oh, no, actually on the 3rd of December from Mercola.com. Proof cancer is man-made. Fossil evidence of cancer. A study of ancient bodies has determined that cancer is a man-made disease, one fueled by the excesses. Tumors turn out to be extremely rare until very recent times when pollution and poor diet became issues.
Exactly, yeah.
So when you tell me that cancer, and there's actually a lot of evidence to back this up, cancer is the number one killer of mankind currently, or at least in the Western world anyway. I'm not 100% sure about all the other people that are living in grass huts and whatnot in Africa are affected by
right.
this. I'm sure starvation would be more of a killer for them. But with our society, we've just gotten so sick, and it's all by design.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not necessarily not all disease is being inflicted on us by the government, but we're inflicting it on ourselves unknowingly. You know, in fact, the truth is that cancer and heart disease and diabetes and arthritis and lower GI tract problems and lots of other things, these diseases have always existed in mankind. But what's true is that 1,000 years ago, they were exceptionally rare because only a few people were wealthy enough to be able to consistently overeat the way everybody does today. And it's a combination of overeating and eating poorly. If they were eating only the best foods, maybe it wouldn't be an issue. But, you know, back 1,000 years ago, only the kings and the wealthiest noble people could afford to eat highly processed white flour and sugar and lard and all this garbage. Today, unfortunately, that's available to everybody. And so these diseases have become widespread when, poor people used to be healthier because they simply couldn't afford to overconsume.
Mm, 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 mm.